no, kick me out, kick me out. I don't wanna hear ya, kick me out, kick me out. I don't wanna hear ya, I don't wanna hear ya. Fake tales of San Francisco echo through the air. There's a few bored faces at the back hall wishing they were there. She's dashing for the exit, oh, she's running for the streets outside. All you say is she screams down the line. The band weren't very good and I'm not having a nice time. I don't want to hear you kick me out, kick me out. I don't want to hear you, no, kick me out, kick me out. Those bare things is amazing though, so all that's left is the proof that love's not only blind but deaf.
Beatle Weekly, the best podcast you've ever seen. I'm Paul Carbonella.
And I'm Albert Kozatek.
And we're the podcasters today. Yeah. This is the podcast.
Listen to the news today. Some pretty shitty stuff is going on.
On what?
In Asia. You see about they got the earthquake.
In Asia?
Yeah.
Asia sucks.
You always get the earthquakes in Asia. It's always
Asia sucks. It's like, you know why they have the earthquakes? Because of all that Dragon Ball Z shit they do. Vegeta blowing up.
And those little bikes. Those are just gay. And the small cars.
Yeah, and their anime.
Go fuck themselves.
Need to learn how to draw over there.
I know. It's like, man.
Oh, Dragon Ball Z, bad writing.
Big, giant deer drops down on you, going down.
Yeah.
It's pretty pathetic. It's kind of like, I can't show emotion. Because I have no soul. So
fuck you, Naruto.
Fuck all anime.
Except for the Inuyasha manga.
Okay, except for the Inuyasha manga.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't like the Inuyasha manga.
Okay, except not the Inuyasha manga.
I actually hate the Inuyasha manga.
Okay, it can go fuck itself.
Alright. You've already made this podcast very explicit.
Yes, I think I do, because I say fuck a lot.
We've still got about 30 more seconds left, so we'll talk about penises.
Fuck.
We'll talk about penises. Okay. I like penises. I definitely have one.
Good, me too.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I have one.
Okay, good.
Okay, I think.
Okay, we're just going to keep rambling until we reach 5 minutes. This is what we do, because this song was too fucking short. Okay. I like Penny Arcade.
Me too. Penny Arcade's really good. But I liked it when they did the awards that they didn't just put Penny Arcade in, because they have to realize it's not everything. There's different webcomics that are not Penny Arcade.
Penny Arcade is just it's always been the best. Okay, we're done. Let's do our thing now. First, we're going to talk about the movies, and then play a song. Okay, first Albert is going to review the producer's DVD.
Okay, producers. Now, this is one Mel Brooks has to be a genius. He's one of the most funniest people of our times. Blazing Saddles, Spaceballs, Young Frankenstein, all of them, just excellent movies. Make me laugh. In no addition to the producers, this adaption of a play that stars as two main characters that are in the play, Nathan Hale and Matthew Broderick. Now, the play was from the original Mel Brooks movie in the 1960s. Now, the performance of in these plays, they're very good actors. You can turn this Matthew Broderick into this little scribbling nerd in about 2 seconds. Is really good. I think he really should have won the Golden Globe there if he was nominated. But anyways, this has to be one of the best Mel Brooks movies I've ever seen in a long time, and one of the best new ones. And I'm so glad that he got this down to a science. And Uma Thurman was really hot in here too. So. So I would have to give this a 9 out of 10, because even though this is exactly like the original movie, the play, and even though a lot of people didn't like Will Ferrell as a Nazi, I thought it was extremely hilarious, and all the screwball characters just really upped the ante and just made it really funny. And other times it would be stupid and ironic and stuff like that, but just like Mel Brooks just really pulls it off. Again, kudos to Mr. Brooks. Hope next time you get something good too.
Kudos to Jewish people. Okay.
Yeah, he is Jewish, I got
it. Yeah, he is. So, I'm gonna review Narnia, and I have to say this movie is pretty good. It's based off the book, the original book, obviously, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, one of the best things ever. But this movie is really good, and yeah, I'm going nowhere. Okay, we have our witch. We have our witch. She's like a big bitch with, you know, a lot of plastic surgery done to her. And we have our little English Muppets over there, and they're annoying with their little girl. And
I think C.L. Lewis was definitely high when he did this, like talking beavers.
Yeah.
He was so high in this.
Yeah, who the hell has talking beaver? What the fuck was with the talking beaver? He's just like, hi, I'm a talking beaver. But, yeah, and then there's the big war. It's the most unbloody war I've ever seen.
Because this Disney movie.
That looked like Vikings trying to play with blocks.
Pretty much. It would have been, if it was really bloody, like, I wanted to see him go Braveheart.
Yeah.
On me.
Yeah. And I was so fucking annoyed when that fucking bitch witch didn't die for, like, the entire movie until the end, even though she couldn't to make a plot. But I think those fuckers need to die eventually. So, yeah, the acting is good, I guess, for 10-year-old English kids. And the witch is pretty good, but she just pisses me off.
And surgery. Nip
yeah,
tuck.
Yeah. I like that show. And then there's, you know, talking beavers who are okay at voice acting. And then there's the CG, which is good, and, you know, yeah. So nothing really too bad or good to say about the movie, so I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. Woo! So now we together are going to review X-3, X-Men 3, and RV.
What did you think of X-3?
I liked it because of only one reason. I'm the juggernaut, bitch!
That's the best line in the movie ever.
Best line in any movie.
But anyways, I heard it's getting a lot of better reviews than everyone else. But, you know, this is basically what it is. The first two, action, but not a lot of talking. Like, add a plot, and they fought.
Yeah.
What I thought was really funny is that this guy in the big space suit, the Beast, the big blue guy,
yeah,
is all suited, and in the end he's just, like, ripping people's hands off.
Exactly, with his little English accent.
That wasn't English.
He was English.
No, but I think that guy sounded like the guy from Frasier, the bald guy.
Yeah.
I think that was him. Except I think they just... I think he's had a lot of makeup, like 70 pounds of makeup on him.
X3 is... Well, they had to make him blue. But X3 is actually on the top of the charts. And
yeah.
There's another reason I liked it, is because we got to see... what's her name naked.
Which one?
Mystique. We got to see Mystique as a woman with no clothes on.
That was pretty cool.
It was.
Only she would have put her arms out.
Yeah.
But this was...
Instead, she had to sit there, you know, all tucked in.
But this is like the Godfather 3. I don't give a spoiler or anything, but just a lot of people died.
Yeah. Well, it's the last one. A lot of people have to die.
I guess. It's like a season finale or something. Mm. You know, if you want someone to view in next season, you're going to want people to die.
It's like the new Lost season finale, only not crappy.
Yeah. But anyways, I heard they're also making a Wolverine...
Yeah.
They'll focus on his past.
Because
in the second one, we knew that we learned about the guy and how he, like, helped fund and saw him be created. But this time, it will help, like, his past. Like, what he was as a kid, what's his real name.
And we got fucking Hugh Jackman over there. Sick.
Yeah, for an English guy with an English accent, he's really good.
Yeah. Anyway, we're gonna review RV now, a little bit of older of an older movie.
I give X3 about an 8 out of 10.
I give it an 8 out of 10. 8.5 out of 10.
Okay.
If that made any sense. Okay. But anyway, we're gonna review RV now.
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
I thought this was hilarious. This is like one of Rob Williams finally at his best after all the fucking shitty movies that he's done.
Kind of reminds me of Adam Sandler.
Yes.
Finally making Click.
Yeah, that's getting off topic. Well, anyways, this I thought was a little hilarious.
Nothing against you, but you know, now we're gonna have all pshh on the thing, but we can edit this
okay.
out.
Okay. Well, it was just really good. I was laughing every time. Like, every time he said a joke or something.
Yeah.
I got a quick jiggle, or it was a big laugh.
Now, the daughter is such a bitch!
JoJo, my fucking ass.
Yeah.
She go fuck herself in the ass.
I don't know, I thought it was alright. I mean, I didn't laugh at everything. But yeah, I laughed at some parts.
Definitely worth my $10.
But you know, then there's a... I think that the problem with funny movies these days is that people look... Is that just everything is based around the guy falling down or getting hit with something. People think it's funny. Same thing with a lot of action movies. They can't even have a good movie without tons of special effects that'll make your eyes bleed.
Like MI3 when he's trying to do the math.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Hi, I'm Ethan. I'm Ethan. Well, what the fuck's it? And
Hawk.
I'm what, Ethan Hawk?
Hunt.
Okay, Ethan Hunt. And, you know, I got my fucking chalk, and I know... that the buildings are 5 meters apart because the Google fucking Asian chick says so.
Yeah, that's fucking insane, but... I've heard a lot of opinions from other critics, and they think the same thing about what we're thinking.
Yeah.
It's pretty pathetic.
Yeah. I don't know, it's an action movie.
Yeah, but that's why I think they strayed it too far.
But we reviewed MI3 last week, I reviewed it, so... You know, RV, what do you give RV?
I have to give RV... a 7 out of 10.
Okay, I too give it a 7 out of 10. And now we're gonna... That's it for now. We're gonna...
We'll be right back. With the video games.
Yeah, well, video games, and you know, we're gonna play Rough Justice now, and yeah, I'll stop.
Thank you.
Taking a little break. Right now, it's just
taking a shit.
Yes, he is. A big meaty shit.
A big fat shit. Okay,
that's good. Well, anyways, I'm here to talk about video game news. And my subject here today is the 360 lineup. Now, I got the 360 back in February because there wasn't enough for Christmas. Which I was glad now, because now I realize back in Christmas, there were some pretty good games, but you could finish them pretty easily, and you only got them, like, 3 weeks worth of them, or 2 weeks, is when you get a new system, all you're going to play is that game. So, I'm just glad I got it in November, because then all the good games came out, like Oblivion, stuff like that. Oblivion, now we have Far Cry, Hitman Blood Money, all those games now are excellent. So, if you got it at Christmas, good for you, but you kind of were done with it by, you know, like, January, not even sometimes, if you got it in November, then you were done by, you know, like, the end of November, because it came out the 2nd, I believe, or the 22nd, whatever. But anyways, now that I think they're really going strong, they got Oblivion and stuff, Oblivion, Far Cry, Hitman, and all, a lot of new games coming out, The Godfather's coming out for them, and the $60 price tag may not be worth it, but just look at those beautiful graphics, man, that makes it worth it. Makes it just feel awesome. Makes me feel I'm in there. It makes me just want to touch and, like, kiss the screen or something like that. almost done. Okay, that was my talking about it. So
now alone, without Albert. Albert, go over there. I'm gonna talk about the world of about the Warcraft movie that's coming out.
I need to take a shit.
Okay, now Albert needs to go take a shit.
A huge shit.
That's what we do here on Beetle Weekly. We describe people's shit.
Big shit.
Okay, yeah. Warcraft movie.
Shit,
be quiet. Okay, Warcraft movie that's coming out. I heard about this only a little while ago, and Blizzard confirmed it. They did confirm it, so it's not bullshit either. And I personally don't know how they're going to pull this off without too much special effects, but Blizzards tends to have really good.
Think about Lord of the Rings. See, they pulled that off.
Yeah, but you know, that's Peter Jackson. But Warcraft always has had. They haven't even confirmed if it's going to be a CG movie or a real movie. I'll be happy if it's a real time movie though, because Warcraft Blizzard's CG has always been good, but I don't know. CG movies tend to make your eyes bleed a little bit too much. I don't know which of the games they're gonna do it, but it looks like it'd be like the common sensible thing to do would be to make a movie about 1, 2, and 3, Warcraft 1, 2, and 3, and because those ones actually have a plot. I mean, if it's a World of Warcraft movie, what's it gonna be? Your little guy. Hi, I'm Paul. We need to go kill the scorpions because I'm a level 1. Ooh, that'll make a great movie. But yeah, Blizzard is making a Warcraft movie. What else will they do? I don't know. They've done bad shit, but we'll talk about that later. Goodbye.
Hey, this is back. This is Albert back again, and Paul is going to take the giant shit again. Anyways, now this is our turn to review our own video games alone. My pick for this week has to be Oblivion. Now this is a great game, graphics definitely worth a $60 price tag, and the guy who plays the Emperor is, I believe, the guy who plays Professor X in X-Men 3. Now this is definitely not a game that like if you're a busy guy. Because this will drain so much of your time. It's just so much that you do. Like, just today, in the past 2 hours, I caught a man, like, stealing. I caught a guard who was paying too much fines and caught him in that. And then I entered a painted world. I killed some priests and I robbed a, like, robbed a bank, and it was just in the first 2 hours, and it just helped me supply for the next 20 days or something, or a month. So much shit to do. Now, if you're, like, a guy that wants to, let's say, he's a busy man, and he wants, like, a game like Grand Theft Auto, you can just go and play. Don't, because you'd end up, like, being fired if you do this. So much to do. Guys, and the graphics, oh my god, just so good. And the voice acting, it was just so excellent. And the areas, just everything. You can, like, literally travel to the ground, to anything you see, you can go to. You see a mountain, you can travel to the mountain. You see desert, you can go to the desert and go and just wander off. So, I would give this game a 9 out of 10, 9.5 out of 10. I strongly suggest this to a game, like a kid or something, but you have too much time on your hands, don't play it. This is like the EverQuest of the consoles. And now Paul's in review.
Metal Gear Solid 3 Subsistence without Albert. He's not going to take a shit this time, he's just over here, not reviewing it with me. Okay, Subsistence. Metal Gear Solid 3 Subsistence. We'll talk about the one player first. There's not much to say about the one player because that's just Metal Gear Solid 3 with some new camera angles. The camera angles come in handy with certain shit, but you still can't walk around as Snake and have the zoom in, which pisses me off. But you know, but other than that, I'm pretty happy with the camera angles since I probably don't even pay attention to any of that shit. But yeah, there's some new monkey levels. And, yeah, there's not much to say. And they have American-dubbed Metal Gear games, the original ones. So,
and one that wasn't even released in America.
Yeah, one that wasn't even released in America. So, yeah. Now I'm going to talk about the two-player mode, which I played only a little bit of it. But even in the 10, 20 minutes I played in it, it's the funnest thing I've ever fucking seen. It's like playing SOCOM, only a little more quiet. It's like you imagine that you're fucking Snake and you're under the box or whatever, and there's like another guy coming, and I don't know, just it's so easy to make these legendary kills in this game. Just stay behind Ocelot with your little box and just, and he's dead, and it's fun.
Is that a gunshot?
What?
Is that a gunshot?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was that? What'd you think that was, Albert? Yeah, so, yeah. So it's fun, it's nice and keeps you going. But it gets, like most online games, it gets boring after a while. But the good thing about this is not World of Warcraft, where if you get tired of it, you still aren't paying $1 million a year on gameplay. That's why I'm probably going to quit WoW soon. But, what?
Wow.
Wow. It's WoW. It's not so WoW to me anymore. My fucking Soprano character can't even kill anything. Anyway, yeah, that was my review. I'm going to give Subsistence an 8 out of 10. That was this edition of Beetle Weekly. It's been
a great time.
It's Saturday on June sometime.
No, Sunday. I mean, Monday.
I already made the podcast. But Albert is a newcomer. See, he doesn't know how to tell time, so... Yeah.
At least my review's more interesting.
You said the same thing about 10 times.
I know. I'm just trying to stalk you.
Oblivion is excellent.
Awesome.
Oblivion has graphics. Oblivion is excellent.
At least it kept people interesting.
You said Oblivion is excellent about 4 times.
Yeah. Good for you.
And then you give it a 9.5 out of 10.
Well, anyways, just catch you next week.
Yeah. Listen next week.
Catch you next week.
Paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime, and bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my share.
my bows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses.
You.
Thank you.